Liam, a bumper weekend, I suppose, in Derry between your quarter finals in the Senior Football Championship and intermediate as well. And of course, your minors in an All Ireland semi final tomorrow against Dublin. We'll start with that one. Obviously, it's great to have won Ulster this year and advance and make it through to the semi final.
It's a great record that Demi McGillane has built up with this minor side over the last 3 years. You know, I think this is going to be their toughest test. A lot of these lads, you know, haven't played in such a big match at Croke Park, so to play Dublin on such a big occasion with the seniors, Dublin seniors playing against Tyrone coming afterwards, it's massive. I give them a chance, definitely give Derry a chance. They've a great squad, they've good depth in their squad, they're well organised. Damien's done all his homework, Dublin worked out to a tee. Derry have some players right throughout the side, so you know. And even boys that are not starting, you know, the likes of Callum Brown and Fergus Mortimer and boys they got that are coming on a sub, and Marty Bradley, those boys, it's very much a panel game. And, you know, I expect Derry to give Dublin a good match. So I'm hoping for a victory. I haven't seen Dublin, so I can't really call it. And, you know, looking at their results, they've basically annihilated everybody in sight so far, you know, with the exception of Meath, but... Derry got it tight the last day against Sligo, come through by the minimum. So, but I think Damien will have his homework done, and we'll give Dublin a good match in that.
I know the last day probably against Sligo, Derry kind of came in expecting maybe. I'm not sure if they took their eye a little bit off the ball, and maybe were looking forward to a semi final. And of course, they had some injuries as well to key players.
Well, there might have been a bit of complacency, Tom, because they had beat Sligo well, twice earlier in the year. So there might have been a bit of complacency, but still that shouldn't offer an excuse, you know. I know that the Sligo free taker, you know, had an absolute day out that day as well. So and they struggled maybe a wee bit in that regard. So if they get that seen to and put right, then hopefully they'll correct the faults that they had against Sligo and be able to push on from there and give Dublin a good game. But it's a massive occasion for the lads. And, you know, even in the county here, Tom, there's a serious demand for tickets. And I'm sure you've heard in the news that, there hasn't been... the tickets that Derry have been allocated hasn't anywhere near matched the demand. So there's a lot of people travelling to the game, and a lot of people are basically still looking for tickets and hunt for tickets, you know, but they're not getting them.
And of course, the county does crave success. You've been a bit of a downer at senior level in recent years.
That's it, you know. There hasn't been too many excuses for a trip to Croke Park, and certainly not on All-Ireland semi-final day, you know. You look back to, it's basically back to, 2007 was the last time the minors got to an All-Ireland final, and, you know, with the seniors, it's been longer, so we'll just have to see what comes. You know, a lot of people are talking about possibly Damien McGillane, the minor manager, stepping into the senior role. We'll just have to see what happens, and after the minors get the run, but it's very much a possibility. So, and certainly, I think he'd probably be a good man for the job.
Anyway, back to the club action, and as we said, obviously we had Greenlaw and Banagher last night, and the other three semi-finals staggered out over the weekend, obviously. Sunday is taken out of the mix because of the minors, but there's no getting away from it, Eamon. The big one is this evening, Sláinteail, the champions, going for three in a row against Ballinderry?
Yeah, going for four in a row, that's the big one, Tom. Sláinteail have been, Ulster champions twice in the last 3 years, and they've really strong panel, Mickey Moore and John Duke Kearney and the boys have built up a serious teamwork ethic and a great, ball retention capacity and being able to pick their times right to get the score. So they're a serious team, Tom, no doubt about it. And in Ballinderry were the kingpins for, they maybe won seven titles in 13 years, going back to 2000 to about 2013. So Ballinderry, have brought in some new faces, and they're mixing that with the Enda Muldoons and the Conleth Gilligans, and that are still there, and they're still depending on those lads. So Ballinderry will be underdogs. The only thing that I would say, give Sláinteail their fill of it in the last round and the first round, and let's give everybody else sort of a wee bit of hope that maybe Sláinteail are, they're not maybe just the force that they were last year. So, and Ballinderry will certainly have been watching that, and they'll be trying to, work out how best they can combat and get through that Sláinteail defence. But the key thing about Slotnail is you try to get a good start and not let them get into the lead, because if Slotnail get into the lead, they're so good at holding on to the ball and retaining that lead. So Ballinlea need to get a good start, is what I feel about this one, Tom, you know.
And tell me, have Slotnail brought in any new players this year?
Not so much, you know. I mean, Padraig Casty was away in Philadelphia, and, you know, he's back, and I would say they'll probably start him. Christopher Bradley took time out. Sammy Bradley took time out. But looking through, you know, the lineup, I would think that they'll start fairly similar to what finished in last year in the All-Ireland final. I would think it'll be very, very similar to that, Tom.
And how do you see it go?
Well, I would have to say, you know, I have to say I fancy Slotnail, but, you know, definitely wouldn't write Ballinlea off. I think it's going to be a big toss. I'm really looking forward to going down to it and watching it, and because, you know, I say it's been the two big guns of Derry football for going back to the millennium, really. But I just think it's Slotnail of youth and pace and guile and know-how and savvy and all the rest of it, and championship built over the last 3 years. So I'm going to stick. I think I'll win it, Tom.
Moving on to Monday, again, obviously, in Owen Beg, it's Ballinas Green, your own club, taking on Coleraine. People talking about Coleraine as maybe showing signs this year that they were going to have one hell of a go.
Well, that's right. I mean, we heard in the stories we saw from the start of the year that none of the Coleraine boys took part in the county panel, but Kian Mullen was there earlier year and then pulled out of it. And we heard stories that this was going to be, you know, Sean McGoldick, McGoldick's father's last throw of the dice at managing. Him and Sean McLaughlin have been managing the team for years, a long number of years now. It is 7 years since they won the one and only county title. A lot of people thought that would never, ever happen, but it was one of the greatest stories in the history of Derry football, that they rose up the ranks from junior to intermediate to win the senior championship. But that's 7 years ago now. And some of these lads, you know, the Barry McGoldricks and the Declan Mullins and the, you know, even Sean Leo McGoldrick, they're Niall Holly, they're all hitting around, you know, 30, 31, 32 in Barry's case. So, they definitely have much better than they have done in a number of years this year. They won the league. They went out of the way to win the league, and they've had a full deck to pick from in terms of no injuries or no suspensions. So, a lot of people are tipping Coleraine, and they saw that, you know, that's what it gives Slotnail a good game. A lot of people are tipping Coleraine to be outside bet for the championship, you know. But,
talk to me about Ballinas Green.
Well, Ballinas Green always it's always nip and tuck, and to be honest, it's not often very attractive football between Ballinas Green and Coleraine. It's cagey, cat and mouse defensive affairs, you know, holding on to the ball, waiting to see where they get. I mean, last year's game, I think it was maybe a couple of points and it finished maybe 9-7 or something. It was very, very close. It's always close. So I'm hoping for a Ballinas Green victory. I'm certainly not. I certainly think it's going to be a close game. Ballinas Green have Barry Grant back in the team and back in form, Tom, and that's a big thing for us, because Barry had lost form for a few years, and, you know, he was a great minor, and he got sent off last year against Coleraine, which meant they missed the first round against Blythe. So he's back in the team, and he's going to make a big difference. So, you know, I'm going to side with my own club here, Tom. I think Ballinas Green could spring a surprise here, Tom. You know, I really do. I mean, some great players: Carlos McWilliams, Denny Hearn, Dermot McBride. You know, those boys have plenty of experience with county football. So, you know, you have Brenton Hearn that played for Antrim. You have Shane McGrew that came over from Drone, playing well, scoring one of the top scorers in the league this year. So Ballinas Green over the last couple of games have shown signs of form, and they could be just coming good at the right time. And the other thing about the Screen is always have one big one in them for the championship. So I'm hoping for a Screen victory here, Tom.
And finally then on Tuesday evening, Glenn, big win over Lavey in the first round. That's right.
Well, see, everybody's waiting for this Glenn team to come through. Four Ulster Minor Championships in a row. Some great forwards, you know. Kieran McFall, Danny Talon, big Stevie O'Hara's a lump of a lad that has talent hanging out of him, and everybody's been waiting for for him to ignite. So, you know, they had a big victory, and I didn't see that coming. A lot of people didn't see that one coming against Lavey. I thought sort of Lavey made a ground out of victory in that one, but you know, Glenn finished up beating by 11 or 12 points. So, but I sort of fancy him against Kilrea. Kilrea were contenders, got the final 3 or 4 years ago. But things haven't gone well. A few boys emigrated. A few boys have lost form or even retired through injury. Things didn't go well from the start of the season. I think they maybe lost 5 in the bounce at the start of the league, and then they changed management and things have come around a bit. But I very much fancy a Glen victory in this one.